showdown of top 10.
This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Environmental activists hope to ask Denver voters for more money to tackle climate change. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Ian Thomas DeFoya is one of the activists leading the new ballot campaign. If passed, most property owners would pay a tax on electricity and natural gas use above a certain threshold. DeFoya says that could raise $130 million a year for green jobs and clean energy.
If we make the polluters pay, and then we drive those dollars back into the communities that were facing the burden, then we're living up to climate justice.
Denver voters passed a climate sales tax in November. That approach didn't face much organized opposition, but big businesses like Xcel Energy have opposed earlier versions of an energy tax to combat climate change. Activists must collect about 9,000 signatures to make the 2021 ballot. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The Denver Art Museum is hosting a virtual symposium tomorrow on women and the art of the American West. CPR's Monica Castillo reports.
The museum's Petrie Institute of Western American Art will present its annual symposium for virtual attendees because of COVID-19. It's their 15th such symposium and will focus on women artists and their role in the history of American Western art to efforts to recognize their sizable contributions, from museum volunteers to the role of indigenous women in American art. Tickets are on sale now on the museum's website. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Coming up, the dean of the Brown University School of Public Health on how to address nationwide delays in distributing COVID vaccines. Next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, C is for Country. It's a new children's book from rapper Lil Nas X, who has found a way to connect with younger audiences. That story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. At CPR.org, as Colorado tries to reboot the economy, there's a growing problem for working parents. The early childhood workforce is not keeping up with demand.
I have been in the field for 10 years. I have my bachelor's degree. I have a director license. I have a teacher license. And I make $17.33.
Or roughly $32,000 a year. The workforce behind the workforce, confronting Colorado's critical shortage of early childhood teachers, is at CPR.org. This is CPR News.